And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The time is 7:05 and 35 seconds on. Oh my gosh, it's October the 8th. You know what happened on October 8th there, Bad Bob?
What's that, sir?
Absolutely nothing. But we are getting ready to celebrate a big birthday tomorrow, or this weekend. And that'll be a little surprise, but we'll talk about that. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. Go to KCNR1460.com and you can see it. You can listen to us on via the stream. And you can also jump into the chat room and chat with Bad Bob. Gives him something to do in between his times forgetting to turn on the board.
Au contraire, nothing happened on this date. My dear one is back in town after an absence of several days, so that's a big event for me.
Oh,
that's really
that
cool.
That is big.
You know, this day on history, there was the big Chicago fire.
Oh, yeah?
That was millions of dollars in damage. Today it would be in the billions. Several hundreds of thousands of people lost their homes. And there was a lot of reasons that they thought the big O'Leary barn burned down the city, like a cow kicked over something that lit something up. But some people believe it was a comet. That they still don't know what it was, but this was the big Chicago fire this day in history. And I'm not exactly sure of the date because I was just reading it quickly this morning, but it was somewhere in the late 1800s.
Well, and this is from the Queen of Bling, who is sitting here. My lovely wife, Linda, who is, wow, look at all those decorations
I have
on your
on
body.
Piles. I'm clutching my piles. Now, good morning. And today, it's going to be a fabulous day. Let's talk about the weather here. Currently 54 degrees, and it's going to be mostly sunny with a high today of 70. Really beautiful day. And tonight, just to remind you, if you aren't going to see Manhattan Transfer, if you're not on the Memorial Run for the Big Bike Week, and if you're not all over town seeing some incredible entertainment, highly recommend you see some wonderful entertainment at Ensalmo tonight. I will be out there singing with Pat Karch and his trio. I love to go out there and just relax, doing some of my favorite standards, and you can come out and get a 5-star meal, very reasonable, and the wine is incredible. We're out there tonight from 6 to 9.
We're going to party out there tonight, so come on out, join us. It's the music room fills up quick. So what's that number?
Is it 474-5546? I don't know. They may have a table left. Yesterday they were, you know, it's what happens. People kind of start to figure out, where am I going to go? They have this list of things to do, and then at the last minute, let's just go relax and let's go have dinner, and then they call, and then we sell out. Because the music room only holds about 60 people.
Right.
So even though it can, there are several other people
and,
out there.
And
in
once
the ranch.
Once you sit down, you stay.
That's because it. There's no turning tables.
Yeah, start eating around 6, 5:30 or 6, and just stay for the music.
And people are there till it closes. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, we've got, of course, it's Friday. I want to really take off our hat, our glasses,
ring
shake
our bell.
Hands, ring our bell. Jose Antonio's. The folks, the fountain people. Oh, my gosh. I've probably been there 5 times. I never realized in the back. If you've not been in the back, they have this incredible pond that has koi that are 1.5 feet long. Now, the reason that thrilled me is because my dad turned his black bottom pool into a koi pond. And his koi, when they jump up to eat, because he feeds them peas every day, make a kerplop. They're that big. I mean, kerplop.
Kerplop.
So this beautiful, beautiful koi pond
and
in the back.
It has a waterfall, too.
Waterfall, wonderful fountains. And we selected a fountain recently. We bid on a fountain at the Haven Humane event. And,
it was Bark and Wine.
Bark and Wine.
And we saw the fountain. We whined.
We whined.
Because it's a beautiful fountain, but it didn't go with our house. You know, you've seen those before.
It was
right?
Not thematic. Yeah.
It wasn't thematic. That's
but
right.
But they were so... The people there are... It's so first
Stormy
class.
Stormy and the gang there are just...
Something happened. I'm not sure. But like I said, I haven't been there in about a year or so. And walked in and I just thought, the place is meticulous. The fountains, the plants, they sell the plants. The beautiful household goods. Great place to buy a present. gift. Absolutely gorgeous. And like I said, the people there were so generous with their time and their enthusiasm, and we really appreciate it. So, you know, when we go someplace and we feel that special care, we want to always bring it to the forefront of our show about shop local, stay local.
That's absolutely correct. And they traded us a fountain. So now we have one that is more thematically correct for our place.
We're really excited about that.
So, you know, but it was nice, and everything, the whole experience was great.
And that's all for Haven Humane.
Yeah, okay, let's take a break here. We've got a lot of guests today. Sandra Spear is going to be here at 8 o'clock and discuss her city council run. We've got Dennis Patterson coming in here talking about an event tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And tickets. We're going to give away tickets.
And tickets, too. So, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, I'm Pat.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning. It's going to be a great day. It's October 8th. The phone lines here are 605-4567, or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com.
It's going to be high today of 79.
79.
79.
But you know what? That's better than 109.
That's correct. And it's
which was, what, 2 weeks
degrees.
Ago?
Well, anyway, today, the day that, you know, today, 79 degrees. 79. Mostly sunny.
Hey, you know what? We've got a guest here that we've had on the show before, but talking about power from the sun and the wind, and Dennis Patterson, and he's got West Coast Sustainables, and he's not here to talk about that today, though it is really an interesting subject. We're sitting out there, and every time REU drops this ton of dead tree matter in our through our, you know, our door, they have to like open the door. They can't just get it through the mail slot anymore, which becomes your REU bill, you know. So, but you're here not to talk about that. Oh, that's really interesting. You're here to talk about politics in the park.
Yes. Tomorrow we're going to have an event called Politics in the Park. It's an outdoor event at Anderson River Park at Barbecue One. Starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for a social hour. And then my favorite Shasta County Sheriff, Tom Bosenko, will MC the rest of the event, which will include having Ron Nearing, the California Republican Party chair. He will keynote speak for us and tell us what's going on in the party. This is mostly Republican candidates that are going to speak for the rest of the day. We'll have Ron, and then Wally Herger will be there to speak to us. Jim Nielsen is coming on. Surrogate for Carly Fiorina's campaign will come and talk about that. And then we get into the local stuff. We're going to have Les Baugh, Chris Young, and then that long list of Reading City Council candidates that are there, all Republican candidates. This is a Republican-based event sponsored by the Shasta County Republican Central Committee.
So, and there may not be all of the candidates there.
There will not be all of the candidates, only the Republican candidates.
Okay.
And then, of course, we're moved down into Anderson City Council. So we're trying to hit all of the local races as well as the big boys that we can get in. Meg Whitman and Carly themselves were invited, and they have an incredibly busy schedule right now and could not make that.
Well, you know, they were both, they called and begged to be on the show, but we were having you on today. And so we said, you know, maybe we can put them off till later.
Dennis, a question for you, because you have your business that does good for the people, West Coast Sustainables. Where and how did you get your passion for politics, and when did you get involved with this?
Oh, probably 20 years ago or so, not living in this county, but in Sonoma County, and things were going crazy down there. I'm a conservative and always have been a conservative, and the wrong people were getting involved and spending more money than they had, and I thought it was time to say my piece, so I got on the Government Interaction Committee with the Chambers of Commerce and set up debates and so forth for 4 or 5 years down there, and then got elected 2 years ago to the Shasta County Central Committee. I thought I could make a difference by speaking my piece locally and push it uphill to the California Committee and the National Committee with Michael Steele and say, look, it, we don't like particularly where you're going with this. We need a more conservative approach. And I've got a passion for it, love it, and that's why I'm helping with this event.
Yeah, we got to meet him the other night. That was fascinating. I'm glad that he stopped in Reading and considered us to be worthy of, you know, the national attention.
Yes.
Do you think we'll see Boxer or Pelosi up here?
I don't think so.
I don't even know if we'll see Brown up here.
Well, okay, Boxers, now look, yeah, they've been up here.
Well, yeah, well, but not lately. But you're right, she has been. She should come back again.
I don't know about Pelosi, but the other half.
I don't think Pelosi will.
Well, speaking of what's going on about tomorrow.
I don't think the broom makes it up here that far.
But anyway.
What? What?
What's happening now, we want to give
away. Politics in the Park. That was a low. Okay. I apologize for saying her broom would run out of fuel. I mean, she is the Speaker of the House. She deserves some credit. So I'll just call her ma'am from now on.
Well, you know,
that should make her happy.
When we hear the word politics, politics has just gotten has an ugly connotation, because especially we're seeing it now even on a local level. Is this, you know? But somebody has to hold the position. Somebody has to be in Washington. Somebody has to go to bat for the people. Somebody has to be local, regional, national. Somebody has to do it. That's the way our government works. So let's get the people in office. Let's listen. Let's pay attention, people. Guess what? It's Politics in the Park. We're talking tomorrow. Anderson River Park. These are $20 tickets. If you call 605-4567 right now, we've got four. We're going to take a break. Waiting for your call. 605-4567, Politics in the Park.
Yeah, welcome. Wake up. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 7:24 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. You can chat with us at KCNR1460.com. You know, we're talking to Dennis Patterson, and we're talking about politics in the park. You know, you're going to have Wally Herger, you got Jim Nielsen, you've got Tom Bosenko, you've got everybody. That's anybody in the Republican. You've got the head of the California Republican Party is going to be there, Ron Nearing.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be with dinner. It's going to have social events, speeches, just like the old days. They're going to be out there stumping, and all the candidates for county and city positions that are Republicans will be there. And these tickets are $20 a piece, or $10 for 12 and under. My friends, we're giving away four of these.
So you can
four
go.
Of these. So that you can go and listen to
tomorrow,
it.
Tomorrow, a nice barbecue in Anderson Park.
And have a nice barbecue. Get involved. They're giving away, I guess, the raffle prize is...
Tell us what the raffle prize is.
Well, for a dinner for four with a choice of wine at Anselmo Winery.
Wow.
An absolutely gorgeous place. Wonderful dinner. Delightful food.
I can guarantee you that's $100 right there.
We know it personally.
I mean, $100?
Well, no, that's at least $100.
For four?
No. And a bottle of any wine you want?
Okay, we're talking 100 and a quarter. No, okay. No, it's for what?
No, it's not.
It's about $250.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, I said a minimum of that. I was talking.
You're living in the past.
Well, you know what? Because Linda's things, I get to eat free. But that's it.
Well, for a dollar a raffle ticket, you're going to have an opportunity to win a dinner for four.
That's right.
Choice of wine.
The food is outstanding, then you can go out and find out next time.
So that's a great raffle. That's a great raffle ticket, and we encourage you to go out tomorrow. Get active. Listen. Here's going to be one place where everybody is. It's getting close to November. Find out. Ask questions. What is going on?
And this also is, you know, it's mail-in ballot time. So there's probably one of your few last chances, except for hearing them on our station, to be able to talk to these people, be able to find out what they really believe. So that's at the Anderson River Park. These tickets are $20 a piece. We have four of them. Just give us a call at 605-4567.
We want to thank Dennis Patterson for coming in this morning. You have anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, just that each candidate's going to have about 5 minutes to say why they're better than sliced bread. But you'll have an opportunity to walk up and ask them questions on a one-on-one basis. And you seldom get to do that in a large venue.
That's right.
So excellent. Thank
please
you.
Please come on down. We'd love to see you there.
Four tickets, 605-4567. Four free tickets for tomorrow's barbecue. $20 value at an Anderson Park. Give us a call.
All right. Thank you. Hey, thanks a lot, Dennis. And come on back on here in a little while. We talk about sustainables again. Putting in the solar systems, and I think you've got wind power too.
Right. Solar power, wind power, hydropower, any of those things that are sustainable, that doesn't take fuel to operate and will save you a bucket of money.
Yeah, you know, the with this new, the newest proposition, too, is to try and hold off the that cap and trade or that green bill until the, you know, is this scary that we're trying to hold off this bill that's going to cause all the rates to go sky high until the unemployment rate drops to 5.5. They're basing it on 5.5 unemployment because we're at 12, saying this is just going to kill us if you don't do it.
Yeah, AB 32, Greenhouse Gas Initiative, is incredibly stupid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the thing is that it's running into problems here by saying, come on, everybody, it's not that we're doing away with it. We're just saying, let the jobs start. Let the employment at least get to 5, unemployment get to 5.5, which means 95% employment before we kill off part of the industry here.
Absolutely. And the cost of electricity is going to go through the roof.
You count on it. And, if you think it's bad now.
You
have seen nothing yet. And then, and you add that on to the nationwide, where they're going against, many of the environmental groups are starting suits against all coal-burning plants. And that's going to be a battle.
Yes. So, yeah, and then when they stop drilling for oil on our own properties and the Gulf, just silliness.
We're going to have a new guest on our show once a month. He's a retired Marine general that works back in the D.C. area, he's a lobbyist. But he's a lobbyist that works for many different entities. So he speaks on different sides. And we talked about how the feds have completely taken over Alaska, where they can't cut wood here because there's going to be a cruise boat. That's what it's on the other side of the hill. Well, you can't cut there, and you can't drill here. You can't cut over there. You can't use this water here. And they're saying, stand by, because it's not going to get any better. The feds are taking big swaths of land.
Right, so. And they're doing that everywhere for every kind of reason imaginable. We're losing control on a local basis, and we need to get that back. And this is where it starts, is right here. With communities service
right.
like this,
that's
and
right.
getting the word out to people that you have to stand up, you need to speak your piece, and you need to protect what we have.
And you know what? This is almost, think of this as an immunization, a virus that goes into the bloodstream of America that says, stand up for your rights, for your own personal rights. And that may make you shudder a little bit at the beginning, may give you a slight fever, but it makes you stronger, and then it can spread. And we want to spread the infection of freedom and personal liberty and personal rights throughout this country. How can anybody be against that?
No, you cannot. Yeah. Not if you're an American and a freedom fighter.
There you go.
And that's what you have to be, and this is where it starts.
And congratulations to Juana for winning those 4 tickets for Politics in the Park. We'll give you a call after the show where you can come pick them up and enjoy tomorrow's Politics in the Park.
Dennis, thanks so much for being on.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Yeah, you're a great American here. Okay,
call Active American.
Great, Active American.
Thank you.
Carl Lindebot right here on Free Fire Radio. Our guest in the next segment, after we do the news, we Dick Fighting, going to talk about the American Red Kettle, the Salvation Army, and how they're going to be kicking this thing off, and what you can do to help, because this is going to be a tough year for a lot of people. That's why we need the help. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, North State, you're listening to KCNR 1460 on your dial. Thanks for tuning us in. We love it when you have the button tuned to 1460. Today's going to be high of a 79 degrees. It's currently 53. Weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Today at 12 o'clock, Carl and I are restarting our internet show, which will be on Free Fire Radio. Today our guest will be Patrick Jones. Come out. There's going to be hot dogs. You're going to get a chance to hang out at Tobacco and Brew. You can get a coffee next door inside of Espresso Joe's. Ask questions, get up close. He's going to be on there for an hour, talking for lunch hour. Anything you guys want to ask, now's the time as we get closer. And we, every week, will have people that are going to be running. for office. So with us in the studio now. Oh, by the way, let's go to the phones right now. We've got Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Okay, we can't forget to start with our tip of the week for the weekend.
That's right. Well, I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about set points. Have you ever heard of the set point?
No.
The what? Set point?
Okay. The set point, yes. S-E-T, set point.
Isn't that when you kind of like zero your rifle in?
That could be, but this is related to your body.
Okay, tell us what it is. Share it.
Okay. The set point is basically a combination of your genetic makeup, your cultural heritage, environmental experience, and different behaviors that lead to a development of your body size and your composition. So then your body seems to, like, assess the size and composition, and it sets an established set point of weight. Now, the understand is you can think about your fat cells, and once a fat cell is formed, it's formed for life, okay? But if they become smaller because a person loses weight or loses fat, the body sends out these little signals and says, oh, my gosh, the fat cells are smaller. We have to refill them. So it's a biological set point of weight. That's the bad news. The good news is it can be changed. Your biology is not your destiny. And with plenty of exercise, they've done studies and found that with an average of about 80 minutes daily, 35 to 80 minutes daily, people were able to change their set points. And these are the studies they use to set the dietary guidelines where you're here, they say it's between 60 to 90 minutes of exercise for weight loss. So that's kind of where that came from. And then again, a lot of it leads to choices. The choices of food that you make are going to obviously make a difference, and then the amount of food you're putting in your body. So the National Weight Control Registry found that people who were successful with weight loss and were able to maintain 30 pounds of weight loss for a year or more, they found that they ate a very controlled, healthy diet, lower calories, lower fat, but just the right amount. So, again, set point may be a biological thing, but with exercise and making right food choices, it's definitely not the determinant, but it helps to explain why we hit those plateaus and why sometimes it is just so hard to lose that weight because you're actually fighting the biology of your body. Your body's actually trying to fill those fat cells back up again.
Well, you know, I know that's true because I'll be laying there late at night, and I'll be hearing all these little calls from inside my body going, "Eat me! Eat me!" And, you know, up to now, I just thought it was post-traumatic stress. But now I know it's my biological fat cells that are saying, "Eat me!"
They want to get filled back up again.
That's it. You know, Amy, thanks.
Change your set point, honey.
Yeah, my set point needs to be moved high and to the right.
So thank you for turning us on to the term set point. We've been listening to Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance, Amy Palko, who is not only a nutritionist, and very well versed, teaches out at Simpson and is a wonderful trainer at Adamson's Peak Performance. Amy, have a great weekend. Oh. Thanks for teaching us about set point, how we can change.
You bet.
Thanks, Amy.
Bye, guys.
Okay.
All right, now that we've...
Now that we've just taken them. Hey, Dick, thanks for stopping by. We'll see you next week. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll bring Dick back. We're going to be talking Salvation Army. Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 7:46 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, or we're streaming, I think, at KCNR1460.com.
Chat room is open.
This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Out on Airport Road, Doug Tooley's been in the business 15 years, except time out for a stint in the 82nd Airborne. He guarantees his work. He puts in Dish Satellite. We have that at our house. He takes care of that. He's a local guy. He hires local employees, and he gives great service and guarantees it. His phone number there is 244-1988.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the show. And with us, we have one of our favorite people, Mr. Fighton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dick Fighton here is usually here talking about Ducks Unlimited, but now it's different.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm looking at these wonderful statistics that are great. Tell us what's on your mind this morning.
Well, I'm on the advisory board for the Salvation Army here in Redding, California, and we have about 15 to 20 business people that are on this advisory board. First, I'd like to mention that Salvation Army was founded in 1865 in England by William Boone and has become a worldwide organization covering all the continents in the world. Here in Reading, we have our chapter, and last year, our chapter, in 2009, the donations provided were social services. 9,858 people were served by the Salvation Army with food, utility bills, clothing, rent, prescription drugs, household goods. The children's program, we had 45 children that went to summer camp for 1 week. We average about 40 children a week in our youth programs. Last Thanksgiving in 2009, we had 2,398 people that were beneficiaries of Thanksgiving food baskets. Christmas last year, 2009, we had 2,567 people that were beneficiaries of Christmas food baskets, and 1,235 children received toys. We're getting started with our Christmas program. And then our thrift stores, in-kind donations, clothing, household goods, toys, furniture, etc., we donated $250,000. That's market value by the IRS for donated goods, in-kind donations to people in Reading. And Salvation Army provides church services for about 35 parishioners every week at their church. We are about to start our Red Kettle campaign Wednesday the 13th of October at the Elks Club. And by the way, the Elks Club is a huge supporter of the Salvation Army. They sponsored our golf tournament here a few weeks back, which was a very successful. We're going to have Bon Appetit be the caterer for the lunch. The lunch is $10. We'd like to have people come in at 12 o'clock, hear more about the Red Kettle campaign. And that goes from Friday after Thanksgiving until December 24th. That's our biggest fundraiser here in Redding, California. We need a lot of help. Donations obviously are down. The more people we can have out with Red Kettles, collecting so we can repeat what we did in 2009 for the community, would certainly appreciate it.
We go out and ring the bell. We go out and we believe in this. We grab a kettle and go.
We've been in three locations. Our first location was at Safeway on Pine Street. Second one, we went to Gottschalk's, and there were different times, of course. And then the last one, we were up at in front of Rayleigh's.
And up on Lake.
It's interesting. Each year, it depends on the weather. The 1 year we were at Gottschalk's from 11 to 12 or something like that, and we could not believe that was year before last, the generous outpouring. I mean, our kettle was just amazingly full. But we love to see it when the kids come by and the parents give the money for the kids to put like a dollar, or even if it's, 5 cents, doesn't matter. Put something in the slot.
And it teaches the kids that it's okay to give.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great program. And one of the things I'd like to mention is there's a lot of thrift stores in the area. When you make a donation to the Salvation Army, we have 4 stores, one in Red Bluff, one in Anderson. We have 2 here in Reading. That's where we collect household goods, clothing, and whatnot. That's part of the $250,000 that we donated. The Red Cross is a 501c3 corporation, so whatever you donate, you can write off on your taxes, so be sure to get your receipt.
Okay, and so the luncheon is the 13th. How do people find out more about that or go buy tickets?
Well, they can call Sylvia Sweeney at the Salvation Army. That phone number is 222-2207. Or they can call me, Dick Fighton, 945-7975. Hope to have a great turnout there. You'll find out a lot more about the Red Kettle program.
Well,
great.
Thank you, Dick.
We sure appreciate it, Dick. You do a lot for our community.
Thank
and
you
we
all,
appreciate that.
All that you do.
Well, thank you for allowing me to come in and do this.
All right. We'd love to share with the community what's going on or what we can do. I mean, there's so many things that, again, there's so many. Where are we putting our energy? Where are we putting our time? And we hope that you go out and support the Salvation Army, the Red Kettle, what's it called?
Red Kettle Drive.
Red Kettle Drive, and that's October 13th at the Elks Club. Thank you, Dick.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Shasta.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:54 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. You were chatting there on KCNR1460.com. Yeah, two things. It's been in the news. I've kind of been following this. A couple down in Texas, and there's I think it's called Fisher Lake, which they share the border with Texas and Mexico. And the young couple were right along. They may have been barely into Mexican waters, who knows. But everybody goes back and forth, and there's fishing and water skiing and jet skiing lake. And gangs, reported by the wife, came out and started shooting at them and killed her husband. She could not get him back into the boat. He was dead. There was a witness to it that's come out since then and said that he saw that. And the problem is that the Mexican government will not let the authorities go over there and look for the body. They're saying, well, what body? You know, we're not sure it happened, but there's witnesses to it. And, of course, you've got the U.S. congressman that stands up and says, well, wait a minute, he supposedly had a vest on, and why isn't he floating, and what about where's the jet ski? Well, the Americans there, the sheriff there is pleading with the drug gangs. Okay, now let's get right down to it. It's the drug gangs that are controlling that. They ambush things out there in this area. This is not the first time it's happened. The Mexican government will not even put their boat out. Why? Our boat's broken. Okay, one of those oars might have busted. The U.S. government has offered their boats. They're not allowing them in. So, one of two things. The woman made the whole thing up, even though there's witnesses that saw it happen. Or the Mexican government has no control of that area and can't get their people out there to do it and will not allow the United States to go in. Frankly, you know, this is another example of the animosity the Mexican government has toward the United States. If you went into Mexico and demanded that you be given a first-rate education and medical care, and by the way, print the books in my language, how far do you think you're going to make it? They don't quite have the same idea of fairness that we do in the United States. But this one has resulted in the death of a young man and his wife, obviously deeply affected by this. Again, the Mexican government is saying, well, we're not sure it happened. U.S. government is saying, look, just give us the body back. We won't prosecute. Second thing, it appears that, remember we were talking the other day about when you run out of issues, you get into, you know, name-calling, and then the real mudslinging starts, like Gloria Allred brings out the old housekeeper who complained that Meg Whitman fired her when she found out that she was an illegal. And she knew it all the time, even though the woman had provided a social security number, a driver's license, you know, other things like that. And frankly, the polls show us that as soon as Gloria Allred's name's put to it, everybody knows at that point the word sleaze is rubbed all over it. I mean, did I say that enough? Sleaze is written all over it. And the fact is that when they did find out that she was illegal, they did fire her. She cheated her way into the employ. And then they had the nanny that had worked there for a few years said, you know, she didn't pay me enough, and she wasn't a nice woman. Oh, well, gee, I'm sorry. You should come work here. I'm a nice guy. I pay a lot of money. Yeah, Bob's over there rolling on the floor right now. Right, Dad, Bob? Watch it.
I love my job.
There you go.
Sir.
Okay, now we're talking about that. Okay, now here's the latest one. Whitman and Brown were in a debate. Whitman has signed a contract with, or signed an agreement with, I think, the police unions. I think, is that right, Bob? And so Brown gets a phone call from his aide. And then the aide says, well, she's nothing. I can use that word.
Well, I can use that word. A little bit. Brown left the message and hung up the phone, he thought, but the recorder on the other end kept going. So. Right. They didn't know that this was going on. So, yes, the aide made the comment. And I believe that word is usable. It's not one of the seven.
Yeah, she called Meg Whitman a whore. A whore. And Brown agreed with it on the recording.
Yeah, he did not say, wait a minute, we can't use that kind of line. He did not check the individual, which
he did not say, hey, wait a minute, we don't.
Would have done.
So what he did was he agreed with it. Now, if you want to use that, now we're, you know, just, you know, that's kind of like petty name calling. I mean, is the next thing is Meg Whitman calls him a bald old guy? Well, her ads kind of do. But, I mean, they don't say it out loud. This is a bald old guy, 71 years old. How you know what his average life expectancy is? 74 or something.
Form of name calling.
Yeah, this was over the top. But they're saying is that, and I don't even think there was an apology for it, was there?
They said they regretted the salty language.
Regretted the salty language, but not what they said.
How about the intent?
The intent was there. And speaking of that, you know, our guest for this next hour will be Sandra Speer, who's running for Redding City Council. And she has been in the middle of a couple of brouhahas here. One being, you know, her personal, it seemed like her personal anger and fights with the mayor, Patrick Jones. Of course, Patrick will be on at noontime out there, you know, at Tobacco and Brew. But we're going to have Sandra on here, and we're going to be talking about what she envisions as for the city of Redding, what she sees as the future and which way it can go, and what she is going to do specifically to change things right here in the city of Redding. A lot of times we get a lot of generalities, and what we're trying to do in our show, if you've been listening, is that we try to pin down what exactly the candidates are going to do. So, and
we've got a few. Okay. You want to take a quick call Gary? Let's do that. Gary, just have a few seconds. What's on your mind?
Hey, Carl. How are you guys doing down there?
Great. We got like 30 seconds.
Oh, listen, on that Proposition 23, you know, green energy, according to Arnold Schwarzenegger, is the fastest growing segment of California's economy. And they're going to have this NUMMI, this big factory in the Bay Area making electric cars. I see solar energy panels going up on all the schools. These heating and air conditioning companies are advertising energy-efficient appliances. The U.S. Navy is going to go biodiesel in another 10 years. Half of its fleet is going to run on biodiesel. So I don't see how electricity could go up, because the last time we dealt with Texas energy companies, Enron, they held back electricity so the price of electricity go up. Now we have Laurel and Tessero from
Texas. Gary, we have to take a hard break right here at 8 o'clock. Hang on to the other side so we can finish this, okay?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, all right, thank you.
Okay, all right. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding. Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. You are tuned into 1460. That's right, right here on KCNR. Currently 53 degrees, going to be high today of 79. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Let's get back to the phones. Gary's been holding. Good morning, Gary. You're back on the air.
Yeah, this Proposition 23, I heard Schwarzenegger's speech down UC Davis, and he and Meg Whitman both said that the green energy segment of their economy is our fastest-growing economy, created 500,000 jobs in the last few years. And I don't see how electricity, we get most of our electricity up here but from the dams, don't we?
I think it's, you know, a lot of it's hydro, others that they import in. Some from Nevada that comes in. But mainly, I think it's hydro and other that they bought from various areas. Yeah.
Now, the thing is, Enron, that was another Texas oil company. Here they are again, Tessera and Valero, trying to influence our politics. Enron held back electricity from it. That's another Texas energy company, held back electricity during our crises. Remember how Gray Davis was thrown out because of the rise in the electric prices and everything
right.
else? Because Enron held back power. Now we're going to put our trust in the most polluting Texas oil companies in Texas. And we're going to listen to these guys. They're a bunch of criminals down there.
Well, you know, the thing about the proposition they're talking about is that, you know, by law under the AB is that we have to have a certain percentage of clean energy. Well, the problem is that we don't have that yet, and the cost of doing that is going to rise. is going to raise all electrical prices. Now, what they're saying on this proposition is simply not to stop the idea of getting into green energy, which we have to look at everything from solar to wind to nuclear, even to get off our dependence of oil and coal. But what it says is, let's just hold it back to our unemployment drops to 5.5. I mean, we're over 12% unemployed right now.
Yeah, but green energy is our best chance to have jobs. Look at these heating areas.
Yeah, but where are they building? Where are they building all these? Where are all the solar panels coming from? Where are all the parts coming from? Are they come from right here from the United States?
Well, yeah, right now they're coming from the United States, but China is look over her shoulder. China intends.
China is going
to corner this market.
Yeah,
if we back off, they will take over.
Well, I can tell you right now, unless something's done, they're going to be dropping. So they're going to be just dropping solar panels and generators on us starting here very
soon.
That's
right. Well, that's a whole other issue about how we're letting China walk over us.
Oh, yeah.
But look at Brazil. Brazil is now pumping out more ethanol than gasoline. People are riding around on ethanol. I love ethanol. It's over 100 octane. I buy it down in Sacramento. It's a great product made in America. We don't subsidize these sheiks. You know, most of the Taliban is financed by the Persian Gulf states.
Oh, you know, no, that's true. Anytime that we put money over there. But Gary, we have a guest on, and we have to end this conversation. But it's one we can have on another time.
Thank you for your call, though,
but
Gary.
Thanks a lot for your call, Gary.
Have the cigar on me.
Okay, Gary, thanks
a
lot.
And you know, in the station right now is Sandra Spears, and we are very excited to have you on. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
The how's it been? Pretty exciting over the last few weeks?
Been busy, yes. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Sandra. Or Sandra.
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 Did I say Sandra or Sandra?
You said Sandra.
Okay.
I think.
All
I
right.
Don't know.
My sister's Sandra. So,
yeah,
okay, Sandra
is fine. Okay, Sandra. So tell us again, like Carl asked, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you come from, raised, and just give us a little picture.
Okay. I was born and raised in Oregon, Eastern Oregon, lived in Portland for about 30 years. My adult life, I was a divorced single mom, put myself back through school. I have two master's degrees, worked full-time raising two small children. I've worked in a variety of industries, security guard, law firms, and then jumped over into the medical. I was working for American Medical Response when they transferred me down to Northern California. And I was down in the Bay Area for 5 years, went to work for Sutter Hospitals, and told my husband, we got to get out of here. I need a community. I need a place to call home. And so I was offered the position at Shasta Regional, and we were transferred up here, and I've been here ever since.
Well, we have our chat room open, so again, if you have any questions for Sandra Spears, please do email us here at kcnr1460.com. You don't even have to sign in your name. Just go ahead. It's open forum. How has it been for you? First time running, correct?
Yes.
First time running, and here you are in city council. It's just, you know, people can feel the craziness. I'm sure people want to hear this, but we do have to take a break. So
that's fine.
Again, our guest is Sandra Spear. We'll be right back. It's Spears.
No, okay.
Sandra Spear. There you go. Just slap me around, but I'm going to get it right. We'll be right back after these messages. Chef.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at Carl and Linda Botts. 8:15 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're chatting at kcnr1460.com.
I have tickets to give away. two tickets to give away. How about a family pack for the home show? We have to give these away before this weekend. 605-4567 for those who call. You get four tickets.
Four tickets.
Four tickets. 605-4567.
Down in Anderson.
For the Shasta District Fairground home show.
Our guest is Sandra Spear, running for Redding City Council. And Sandra, this is not a, it was kind of like a intense air time to be running.
Yes.
You might say. The one of the most intense questions is the city workers paying their CalPERS.
Mm-hmm.
What's your stance on that?
Well, I think that that obviously is something that, that needs to be addressed. But what I feel is more urgent has to do with the city council continuing to reject the gifts that the police and fire have offered.
Well, let's go back to that 9%.
But it's related to that, and I think it's really important that people need to understand this. Because the majority of city council, and we all know who that is, has taken such a hardline stance on that, this week they voted to reject a gift of over $2 million from the fire department. And what that means is that Fire Station 3 is probably going to be closing. We're going to lose a bunch of services. I don't think the citizens of Redding understand this.
Well, according to the chief, it says Station 3 may be lost.
Well, it was
said, well, no, this is what he said. He said it may
right.
be lost, but not until after the election or even next year.
That would be good, because the problem is it was the one that was on the chopping block last year when the fire stepped up and gave a concession of over $670,000. And how this relates to the CalPERS issue, and the reason the council keeps saying no but putting the citizens in jeopardy, is because it's the adage, it's not coming out of the right pocket. I think they need to sit down and negotiate with the unions. They like to say that their contract isn't expired, so they can't negotiate, which is totally false. You can sit down and talk to them anytime you want. That's what side letters are for, you know, contract addendums are for. So they need to sit down and negotiate them. It was the city that offered to pay the CalPERS way back when, because
when things were different.
Because the city gets a tax break for it.
Well, but things were different back then, right?
Exactly, but the city gets a tax break. It was cheaper for the city to pay for the CalPERS than it was to give them a raise, tax-wise, because they get a tax break for it. To have the employees start paying their CalPERS, as an example, and you look at public safety is at 9% right now, the employee portion, it comes out after tax. So the net impact on them, as example, I don't know the exact numbers, would be approximately maybe 12%. Could be higher, could be lower. So there's negotiation that needs to happen with that. And I don't think it's appropriate to sit there and call them greedy and to expect that the city's troubles are all on their back. I think it's, you know, council, and they need to sit down and negotiate.
Okay, but going back, do you think that the unions and the city workers should pay their own CalPERS?
I think, and you're not going to get me to go there, Carl, I think it is something that needs to be negotiated, and I'm not going to start negotiations over the radio. I know that several other cities around us are talking and have done so. I know that the county has had them at least start paying half. I don't know the specifics of them doing it, but I think in all fairness, you need to sit down and negotiate it.
The when the unions are looking for people to run for office, and they've obviously selected you and Francie Sullivan and Ken Murray.
Mm-hmm.
What was their reasoning? What was their qualities they were looking for?
Okay, well, one thing you have to remember about the unions, and, you know, keep in mind, I've never been a union employee. I've never belonged to a union, and quite frankly, I've never wanted to. But you have to respect them. The unions are people. They're hardworking citizens of this community. They contribute to the community. and probably the majority of the people that live in this community are union or have been union. So it was the people that chose us that they wanted to endorse because they feel that we will deal with them fairly, honestly, you know, listen to their concerns. They know, and we have all told them face to face, been on record, we are not going to give them any special favors. Ken Murray went out when he was talking to them and told them straight out. For him to have to save the police and fire, probably the majority, in his mind, of the SEIU employees could end up getting laid off. And they still chose to endorse him. So the difference is they know that we're going to treat them with dignity and respect, which is something they hadn't gotten before.
Would you fire Starman if you were elected?
I'm not qualified to answer that. I think Kurt Starman has done a very admirable job. He's a very intelligent individual. Starman is elected or appointed by a 5-member council, and it's a 5-member council that would need to make that decision.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. Bruce, we've got you on the line. We'll get to you as soon as we get back from the messages. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567.
Our guest is Sandra Spear. Welcome back to the show. And let's go back to the phones. Bruce, you are on line one.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and Sandra.
Good morning.
Hello.
Question for Sandra there is that would she entertain the idea of raising fees, i.e. taxes, to cover up some of these benefit packages that these guys, if they don't want to roll over and pay them back? And the other question is, isn't the sticking point on the 9% PERS because that's added to their base pay when they come retirement time, so they make out a whole lot better if they can keep that into that package?
I wouldn't raise fees to cover up, in using your words, to cover up the benefit packages. I think there's a lot of adjustment, and I have stated that before and been very vocal about the rich medical plan that the city has. I think that really needs to be looked at and brought back in line first, which we were doing with all groups of employees when I worked there. So before I could even say, yeah, we're going to have to do this or that, I would never cover anything up, and I would never go to increase taxes or fees unless we've looked at everything. And
well, you've been bought and paid for by the union, so you admit to that. So how can I, as a pilgrim out here paying taxes, be assured that you're going to be unbiased when it comes to negotiation time? And you say, with respect, I don't think just asking the union please is going to change their attitude of where they want to be.
Well, number one, it's a little offensive. I haven't been bought and paid for by anything. Yes, the unions have endorsed me and they gave me money, which it's all been going back into the local economy, so I'm sure there's a lot of business owners out there that have been happy. I have never compromised my integrity, my ethics, my honesty over anything, and nor do I intend to do that now. What I intend to do is sit down, look hard, listen, learn and understand, and then make the best decision possible. That's my intention if I'm elected to the city council. And I'm sorry, I don't recall your second question you asked me.
No, I just said how I, as a citizen out here, and I use the reference pilgrim out here paying taxes,
mm-hmm.
that I would assure that you're going to look out for me at the same time that you're going to look out for the city workers. I think that's kind of naive on my part to think that. I mean, this is human nature. But what it is what it is. So thank you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your call, Bruce. Let's go to line two. Mark, you are live on KCNR.
How you guys doing?
Fine.
Thanks. You have a question for Sandra.
Hello?
You have a question for Sandra.
I do. I have a statement as well. first of all, I am a union employee here in the city. And I think what needs to be understood is that a lot of union members in the city and the county are actually very conservative Republican people themselves. So to go out and endorse the candidates that we did states something in itself. Many of our group went to tea parties, and it was fairly obvious that the groups that the Tea Party are backing, I'm not going to say endorsing, but backing, and it's very obvious in Carl's attitude as well, is that...
You're absolutely wrong, Mark. You don't know who I'm endorsing because we do not endorse. And the questions I ask every candidate that comes in here, I ask the same questions. That 9% has been asked to every one of them. Anything.
I understand.
So don't even start that with me because that is untrue.
Well, my point is that the unions that are backing these candidates are taking a chance in itself, and our values are actually changing in the process. I've seen firsthand the limitations put on the city management by this council in negotiations, and I've seen the frustrations in management in dealing with this group, and I think that the reason we decided to endorse these people is because we wanted a fair shake. Nobody's trying to fleece any system. Nobody's trying to get more. We're trying to preserve what's there. We're also, what a lot of people don't understand, the CalPERS system, they don't understand that most city workers and county workers are not eligible for Social Security at all. The unions conceded these in lieu of PERS. We took PERS over Social Security because it saved the city money. Now, if they want to go back to Social Security, that's fine. It's going to cost them more money. As far as the previous caller, yes, part of your the percentage that the city pays goes on your final retirement, on your gross pay. That is true. But another hinging point on this is that at certain points, the CalPERS system has been superfunded. It's been barely funded to where the city actually makes money on the deal.
Yeah, but that was years ago, wasn't it, Mark?
That was not years ago. That was just about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, but now we're at zero.
Hold on. What happened was the city pissed away the money instead of saving it. Now, you can blame this on previous councils all you want, but when this savings comes back, which it will, the market's already coming back. When it comes back and the city's saving extra money on the deal, what are they going to do with the money? And that's my question for
that's,
Sandra.
That is a good question. But, Mark, here, one thing is that there's got to be some changes. Do you agree to that?
I agree there needs to be some changes, but this goes completely against what I believe you believe in and what the Tea Party believes in, because I've been there and I've watched it. When someone goes out, educates themselves, gets themselves to a point where they're marketable, they make a fair salary and a fair wage, and now everyone needs to feel the pain. That's wrong. This is a capitalist nation. If you want to go out and get it, go get it. You can't stand there and blame other people
for working. We're at a hard break, Mark. Thanks for your call. We'll call back again. It's Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Navarro and Linda Bach, clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, it's 8:35 in the morning.
Currently 53 degrees. It's going to be high today of 79. And the weather's always brought to you by Insamo Vineyards. You know, it's just...
You're going to be singing there tonight.
Yeah, tonight. It's going to be great. Jazz Trio, 474-5546. They may have another table left. Last week, they were filling up yesterday. So if you want to go out and have a dinner and some fun jazz...
And not talk tonight. And not talk politics.
No. And you know, the icky thing is Carl and I were saying to Sandra at the break that we are very adamant about that we do not endorse. We support everybody. And on our station, so maybe we take it a little personal, because on our station, what we try to do, really, our intention is to get everybody a fair shake. And you out there, the listeners, you make up your own mind.
Yeah, you know, we don't give money to candidates. We don't endorse local candidates. You know, when we get to statewide, yeah. And I'm not going to tell you I'm not a 30-year Marine and I'm conservative. No, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to lie. And that's where I come from sometimes. But, we try to be as fair as possible when people are coming in here.
I have to share
a
story.
People that don't advertise in the station, you know, candidates that don't advertise in the station get a fair break here. They're invited on. We don't insist that, that happen. We want to bring the people on. But enough of that. Fairgrounds and the Civic Center.
If you're just tuning in, our guest is Sandra Speer, running for city council.
What did I say? Okay, rodeo grounds. Would you sell them?
A year or so ago, I know the city was looking for somebody to buy the Civic Center, and...